This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A new community survey has found that 4 out of 5 LGBTIQ Victorians don't trust Victoria Police to use their powers reasonably, and half don't trust officers with personal information. The Victorian Pride Lobby polled 1,500 LGBTIQ Victorians in the new survey, making it the largest ever survey of LGBTIQ attitudes towards police in the state. The Pride Lobby said a historic legacy of experiencing discrimination and violence at the hands of police still loomed large for LGBTIQ people and made a number of recommendations for positive change. Queensland's Attorney General has said long-awaited reforms to the state's births, deaths and marriages laws to benefit transgender Queenslanders won't be introduced until next year. Trans and gender diverse Queenslanders must undergo expensive and invasive gender affirmation surgery before they can update gender markers on birth certificates. In State Parliament last week, Labor Attorney General Shannon Fentiman said she hoped to have changes to the laws introduced into the Parliament next year after more consultation. LGBTIQ advocates and leaders in Ulverstone in Tasmania have raised a rainbow flag, 30 years after the town was called one of the most homophobic places in Australia. The coastal town of Ulverston, on Tasmania's northwest coast, is home to around 15,000 people. On Monday morning, LGBTIQ advocates and local leaders gathered to raise the rainbow flag above the Central Coast Council chambers. The flag is flying for a week to coincide with Northwest Pride's local celebrations. LGBTIQA+ advocates have welcomed support by the Australian Medical Association for bans on unnecessary medical procedures on intersex children and on conversion practices. In a position statement, AMA President Dr. Omar Khorshid said, "Conversion practices are a blatant example of the discrimination faced by LGBTIQA+ people in Australia and have no place in our society." The statement by the national medical body also called for increased cultural safety for LGBTIQA+ people in healthcare, research on their health experiences, improved access to gender transition care, and the inclusion of evidence-based relevant questions on the Australian census. A district court in Perth has sentenced a 26-year-old man to 6.5 years imprisonment for his role in 2 separate incidents of bashing and robbing of gay men. Tyler Dean Boronelli had lured 2 men to isolated construction sites in Gosnells. Both men were viciously attacked by Boronelli and his associates, with one suffering a fractured skull and broken jaw. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Former Kangaroos coach Danny Laidley has returned to North Melbourne as the club celebrated a 34-year milestone of becoming debt-free. The former Roos Premiership player and coach attended the function with partner Donna and said she was proud to represent her old and new tribe for the first time. The International Olympic Committee has scrapped its trans athlete policy and will allow individual sports to set their own rules around trans inclusion. The change comes after 2 years of extensive consultation between the IOC and several cis and trans athletes. The main takeaways were that the current policy put all female athletes at risk of having to prove their gender, and that it was unclear how the policy ensured a fair competition so testosterone levels are no longer the most important factor. And finally, Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton has worn the Progress Pride flag on his helmet for the Qatar Grand Prix. The world champion wanted to show LGBT plus solidarity at the race on his crash helmet, along with the message, "We stand together." Qatar hosted its first GP on Sunday, but the deal has been criticised by human rights organisations. Earlier this year, Hamilton criticised the Hungarian GP for its unacceptable attacks on the LGBT plus community and says he also plans to wear his intersex inclusive pride flag helmet at next month's Saudi Arabian GP.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.